Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What a grand pleasure it is to not only have Pomp Jr., but his proud and loving father, Pomp Sr. Pomp, say hello to your protege.
Hello there, protege. With the hair. He's got really good hair. You know that.
Oh, that's even bigger than the voice right there.
Rob, look at that. Listen to the voice. These voices.
I left my headphones in the back.
Well, go ahead. We'll wait. I'll talk to these guys for a moment. Do you two have a very good relationship? Mentor, mentee? How does this work, Pomp Senior?
He pretty much does what I say. He understands that.
Have you given him voice lessons?
No, he woke up one day, first.
I was about 12, yeah.
No. You know, when he first arrived in this world, you can tell just the way he was, kind of making noises, that he was going to have a deep noise, a deep voice.
Let's do a dramatic Shakespearean reading. And I honestly think, Pomp Senior, that you could be threatened by this man in terms of the best pipes in Pittsburgh
sports. He's got some pipes, there's no question.
Let's go with this Shakespeare, this famous quote, "To be or not to be." That is the question. Pomp Jr., please.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Oh, wow. Senior?
That was pretty good. To be or not to be, that is the question.
Bob, you're in trouble.
I would also say pretty good.
Pretty good for Bob?
Pretty good. We'll go with that. I got the pretty good from him, so I got to throw it back.
No, he was really good.
Let me do another one here. Because this is getting interesting as Ron goes to get his headphones. Sweet are the uses of adversity, like the toad, ugly and venomous.
Oh, geez, I'm not going to remember.
Yeah, that's a lot to remember.
How about sweet are the uses of adversity, Pomp Jr.?
Sweet are the uses of adversity.
Sweet are the uses of adversity.
Wow.
Ron, we're having a Shakespearean voice-off here.
I heard Bob here.
Did you hear it on the speakers out there?
No, I think they had another station on.
I think Pomp Jr. is threatening at this point.
For best pipe? Best pipes?
Best pipes in Pittsburgh
his pipes
sports.
Have not been used as many as mine.
That's
been.
True.
So it's time. He's got that robust sound.
He does.
Hi, I'm
he
Bill
is that
Steinbach.
Young, I'm
and
on
here
the rise.
Are your headlines.
Yeah. Bill Steinbach, I'm on the rise.
As opposed to an older man sitting next to me.
Ron, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, Joe. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I played golf with Jim Colony this morning.
Who haven't you played golf with?
I mean, potentially. You is who I haven't played golf
Mario.
With.
Mario.
But we might play Diamond Run, Bob. I have that in the works. How about this? I'm through Ron. Ron started this, and now I'm hooking you up with a golf event. Who would have thought that?
Jim Fish at Diamond
Two
Run.
Years ago, if you had said
the fish that saved
Joe
Pittsburgh.
Starkey would be setting up a golf event for him to challenge you on Diamond Run with Jim Fish as our host.
Well, there's
so many dots to be connected. Ron, he's the guy who set this whole thing up.
Yes, he did.
By swimming in a pool in Marco Island with Jim Fish.
Bumping
the
into
pool
Jim
bar.
Fish.
Was it at a pool bar?
No.
In the pool where
in
you
the
swim
pool.
Up to
his,
the drink?
It was his wife Linda's 60th birthday. He took a whole bunch of people to Marco Island. And they heard my voice, one of somebody that was with them, and saw my daughter's pirate hat on and put two and two together. They all started, we listened to your show, and then Jim Fish came over and said, I hear your buddy plays golf. I'd love to have him come out to Diamond Run. I said, you will regret that day if it ever happens. And it happened, didn't it?
It already happened once. It won't be a competition. My God, you just shot a 76 at Oakmont, did you not?
Yeah, but I followed that up with a 92. And
where?
At Valley Brook.
Okay.
That one that
and Jim is really good. And the guy that he brought out last time, whose name I've just forgot again, was unbelievable. He shot a 32 on the front nine or something at Diamond Run. Yes.
32?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's way out of my league.
Well, yeah. I mean, he wound up with maybe a 70-something. But you guys will all be compatible. I'm just there to learn, Ron. Would you like to go and join us on the 19th hole?
I got to fold T-shirts that day.
Bob, you're well, I assume?
I can't believe that you have been so overwhelmed
by
golf.
The bug.
He is addicted more than anybody. Ron.
I've never seen
him. Joe has this.
But this
when he gets in, he dives into something.
I was talking to somebody about him yesterday, and they said nobody goes from 0 to 100 like he does. And I used the example not just of golf. How many cups of coffee did you used to drink a day?
Many.
How many do you drink now?
None.
So he goes from many to none. He doesn't cut back halfway. He goes all the way.
And he's also spending all of Susie's money here, too. He has Glen Riddle Golf Club, a nice quarter zip on. I've never seen you before in golf attire like this. Every day you come up.
He wears it every day. He wears it every day.
This is big.
You got the glasses on the hat.
It's unbelievable. Yes, on the hat.
The next thing is a live offer for you. You're going to go over there and play in that league.
Do you like it, Bob, when people play music on the course? Colony had like heavy metal going.
See, that it depends on the music.
Yeah.
I don't mind like tranquil music, but if you're going to start doing that, it forces me to move my hips, then I got problems because I don't want to move off the ball.
It was a bit much, but he's a wonderful man. We all know that, yes?
Jim, yes, he is.
All right. Well, let's dive into how about a six-pack to start us off? Anyone?
Love those six-packs.
I would love to have a six-pack.
Keep it short and quick. Mitch Keller, shoulder fatigue. That was very odd, and I must say, somewhat concerning. Ron?
They'll shut him down now, I'm assuming, right? I would think he won't pitch again this season. He made some progress. Last night he was horrible. You know, how much it had to do with his arm, I don't know. But anytime you hear a pitcher with shoulder or arm problems, it's not good, that's for sure.
No, he's been rather consistent of late. Last night was awful. And if you watch the velocity, that was the first indication that things aren't going well.
Yeah, and then the breaking ball. And I guess the best I can say about him this year is he seemed to be pretty efficient for about 2 months, month and a half, 2 months, which is great. It's better than the alternative. But I when Mitch Keller came up here and we heard all about Mitch Keller, efficient wasn't really the word I would have used. I would have used another E word, which is electric. I really haven't seen that in his career yet. And as things stand now, if this is the end of his season, Ron, I guess it was a step forward, but I sure wasn't blown away. And I absolutely don't see him as a staff ace. Do you?
No, not so far. I mean, he did. He was going at least six innings in a bunch of starts in a row, which was a huge step forward for him. But no, he hasn't blown people away. By any stretch, and a little bit of a baby step forward, yeah. But, I mean, another year in the book service-wise, not as big a steps as you would have liked.
You used the word E, and you said electric, and that's how it was first thought. Some people said E as an elite, like he was going to be an ace.
Yeah.
Well, none of that has happened, and I don't see that happening in the future. What I see is a guy who could be a fourth or fifth starter.
Meantime. I don't think Pomp Jr. was given the little snapping of the can, Ron, the can opener. That's okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you see Folesy? He sent us a
How
great
about
text.
That? Two texts.
I didn't see the second one.
Oh, you didn't see the second one. Well, the first one was of a baby horse, a foal.
Folesy went on vacation this week, Bob, and went to a stable, for God's sakes.
Someplace retreat or something.
I guess that might be his house now that I think of it.
And You didn't see the second one?
No.
Maybe he just sent it to me.
The first one was a baby horse. It might be his brother.
This one was great. I can't even describe it. I got to show you this. It's better to show it, and then you can explain it to the audience.
Show me during the break, Ron. This is
Ron is rocking over to you right now.
I guess the people watching on the website.
As you look at it, I'll continue to talk about Coltsy, not Folsy. Coltsy.
Yes, he's a horticulture expert. What is that?
It's a picture of a barn with horticulture.
Horticulture.
And look at
the sign.
He's doing the song that you.
There he is,
sing.
A horticulture expert.
He's We're a damn horticulture
that's it.
Expert. He's the dun, 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 dun.
That's the song.
That's the song. I know.
He's a horticulture.
Have you heard me sing that, Pump?
I have. I've caught it in the car before.
That and beef jerky. Those are your go-to.
It was...
And Cornish hens.
He sends this picture of a barn with word horticulture on it, and he puts at the bottom, he's a horticulture guy.
He sank it, I think, even.
Oh, my
he's
God.
Out there with
What's
his people.
What's happening to me? I'm sinking to terribly low levels.
With his horses, he's out there. All right. Next thing is Deshaun Watson. That's the second item here. And how the delay that we're seeing is leading a lot of people to believe that it's a settlement. It's about coming to a settlement. Bob, you believed that, I think, from the start. I think it's going to wind up about 12 games and a $10 million fine. You?
Probably. And that seems to be – it's taken too long, though. At some point, they got to figure this out and move on. But
well, they say they don't want to make the decision until they reach a stalemate in a settlement. You know, guy's not going to rule until they can't come to a settlement. So they certainly seem to be trying.
The NFL, though, does not like what happened, doesn't want it to be anything less than a year. And they certainly, you know, I mean, if you look at what Deshaun Watson has done, he's gone back on everything he said back in June. He's completely changed in an effort to just get this over with, which is the wrong kind of attitude to have in this situation. He apologized only after he got suspended and they appealed. He didn't apologize for or was remorseful back in June. He said, in fact, I've done nothing wrong, and I am not going to settle for anything. Well, he settled everything, and now he's admitting whatever he admits. But he's doing it just to get it over with. That's the wrong reason.
But the bottom line is it sure does appear that they're having settlement talks.
They're trying to get a settlement.
And he'll be crazy if he doesn't come to whatever settlement.
How about if the league says we're not going to settle for anything? We want what we want.
But then
and we're going to let it happen.
It could be a lawsuit with the players.
Okay. Maybe they're willing to go that far.
I don't think it will be.
I don't think
it'll be a settlement.
But if
they say that, then it's up to the players. But I don't think Watson can win in that situation because I don't think the court will take the case. Everyone that I've seen, read, heard does not think that the court will take that case.
Yeah, because they said you have a collective bargaining agreement.
That you just hammered out.
Right, so therefore we can't intercede.
So I think they're going to come to a settlement. All right, item number 3. Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, and Kenny Pickett. Pickett again with the second team. I guess he ran with the first team a little bit while Trubisky was out during one drill. This makes sense to me. I just wrote in the Post-Gazette this morning, it's time to end the Mason Rudolph charade. God bless him. He came here. He was ready to play. He might have outplayed the competition even at times. But for his sake and theirs, if you get a trade, it's time to move on. If you don't, he needs to be demoted and kept with the third string. Ron?
No, I think we all agree on that. I don't want to speak for Bob, but I agree with that. You know, you got to get Pickett work as the second team guy. I'm not advocating him being the starter, but he's got to get some work in practice. And if you want to keep 3 in case there's an injury behind that, what looks to be a horrible pass blocking offensive line, keep him, but he'd be your third guy.
I think they're going to make that decision as they get closer to the season and survey the landscape and see what's available. If somebody needs a quarterback and they can maybe make a deal. But I also want to see more from Kenny Pickett in this game coming up or the next game. I want to see him play earlier in the game. I want to see how he responds, you know, with first team, especially going against more first team, even though they don't schematically. Because I think schematics are going to be ultimately
they don't
you know,
game
how
plan.
He right it, when he gets into a situation that is a meaningful game eventually, how he deciphers what's going on is going to be very important. We won't know that yet. But you can answer the question, do you think he's ready to be your backup for now? If the answer is yes, and I still think there's more time to decide that, then I think you have to explore those situations.
There might be more time. Maybe now, though, somebody calls. I think if you get that call, I saw Omar Khan on the Pat McAfee show said, yeah, we're not looking to trade any of those guys, his three quarterbacks. But
that can change.
Why would he say it out loud, right?
But you also don't want to leave yourself exposed like a few years ago when they had injuries and, you know, you end up with
Duck Hodge.
I just feel like at this point you'd be taking Mason Rudolph out of his misery. You know, I think Mike Tomlin did him.
How about if the Browns
did him a solid
and say, hey, we need a quarterback.
Sure.
Deshaun Watson. Oh, you're going to trade within the division?
Yeah.
So
I'd love to face Mason Rudolph twice a year, wouldn't you?
I'm just saying that that can be dangerous, and typically teams don't do that kind of, especially for a quarterback. How about if he resurrects his career? How about he gets a chance?
I'll take that chance from the Steelers.
Would you want more from them because
no,
it's a division?
No, I want anything. I want to get him out of here.
Well, if he's anything, what about an insurance policy in case somebody gets hurt?
He's he's not only, I think he's a drag on the energy. I do. The guy gets booed on his first play.
That's
plus
terrible.
That's a terrible
thing that fans did in that game, and I just couldn't believe it when I heard it. It's not, what has he done to deserve that?
Nothing. He didn't deserve it. But the point is that he's been star-crossed since the second he arrived, and the starting quarterback ripped the selection of him. And then we all know the story, on to Earl Thomas and the pathetic sight of a guy. They couldn't even give him a cart to get off the field. Then Myles Garrett, then getting benched for Hodges, then getting, even when he plays well, he gets booed. You know, even when he plays well, it's a bad night for him. Just for his sake, get him out of here. And I guarantee if you gave him a shot of truth serum, he would say, please get me out of here. Let me start over somewhere else. Don't you think?
Yeah, I would think, but they got to do what's right for them, not necessarily what's right for him.
Well, they're already doing what's more right for him than them by having him involved in this farce of a competition.
But, I mean, I'm talking about if you decide to keep him as third string, you know, they can't worry about how it would be better for him to be somewhere else if they think that's better for them.
He finds himself in the same situation in a different way, but similar than Devin Bush.
Well, they're crazy if they think that's better for them.
Where, you know, you keep him around. Why? If so, is he not doing? I don't know what they think of him.
They're already, in my opinion, have done things for his benefit that is not to their benefit. So I don't see any reason, Ron, with a third string guy, why you can't. You see it happen all the time in sports where you get rid of him, you know, do him a solid. Get rid of him and let him go start his career somewhere else.
That may be fine, but I wouldn't make the move just for that move, just for that reason.
Well, no, the real reason is he's not good, and why do you need him here?
Right. Except if somebody gets hurt with that line is a real
possibility. How about in the next 2 weeks if something happens?
So would you keep him here?
Especially, you know, obviously they're going to have moving pocket. These guys are going to be getting out and moving. I think there's a real chance that Trubisky doesn't play 17 games. And then I don't know, what if he gets hurt bad?
All three quarterbacks Saturday got hit hard.
I know they
all
did.
Three, including Pickett, who I thought he was going to lose his arm on that guy who came around and dragged him to the ground.
Well, he also got hit on a winning touchdown
on the winning
pass.
Touchdown,
he got a personal foul.
Right.
So what I'm hearing is both you guys would keep him here. I wouldn't.
For now, I would.
If I got a seventh-round pick, I'd make that call. I'd make that trade right now.
If I would get any kind of a pick, yeah, I probably would make the call too. But I don't know that you're going to get that right now. You might have to wait a little while and see if somebody else gets hurt.
Yeah, I think that's what
Jacksonville just had a quarterback situation. Detroit already has one. They cut a guy. Who was it? Luton or something?
Yeah.
Jake Luton?
Luton,
whatever his name is. He's Luton.
Luton. See, if he has success, he moves that and becomes Luton.
Luton, yes. If you can get anything for him, get him out. But the real point is, do you think he's still in the running for second team quarterback around here, let alone first? Do you think he is?
Seemed to be the little bit of a changing of the guard after the game the other night. It seems like they're looking at Pickett more as a second team guy. I don't know, but there's guys, they play Trubisky with third teamers. They play Pickett with first teamers, second teamers, third team. I don't know what they're doing.
But it seems very clear that Pickett has done things the last 2 days with the second team and even a little while with the first team when Trubisky was out that he hadn't done yet.
Right. That's what I mean.
I think if you're a number one pick,
there's been a changing of the guard.
Yeah.
They're going to want you on the roster doing something. They're not going to want you to sit around.
They better.
Yeah,
I mean, they should be looking for excuses.
But I also think you don't have to do it now. I think there's plenty of time. There's 14 days after the last preseason game to figure things out, and there could be a lot of injuries. We've already seen a few.
Or you get a call now and you ignore it, hoping you get a better call. And the other team fills their vacancy, you know?
It could be that way.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.